Northlake Endocrinology, this is Gina.
Oh, hello. Is Sarah there?
She is here today. Is there anything I can help you with?
Oh, well, I was just talking to her because yesterday afternoon when I called to cancel, I left a message. It allowed me to leave a message. And then when I was just talking to her, because I just called this same number through my call log that I called yesterday afternoon and left a message. And I called that number again now, and this is the number that I called, and I left a message.
Oh, okay.
But she said there's no... Well, I did leave a message, so I don't understand, because she said there's no messaging service there.
No, so we had our phones replaced due to a technical issue. We've had to have the entire phone system replaced.
Right,
so we've been working with an IT company, and we had been told that we hadn't... We don't have an active voicemail yet.
Yeah, well, I swear to God, I left a message there yesterday afternoon at 4:45.
Okay, well, we can check into that, but we don't get notification of any voicemails because
okay.
As far as we
well,
know...
Well, as a patient, when you're calling, you don't know that. Like, I left a message.
Yes. No,
so
I understand that.
I did the right thing, and I let you guys know that I come down sick yesterday afternoon and I wouldn't be able to drive in today.
Yeah, that's okay.
So I did do the right thing because she was quite surprised and said, no, we don't have a messaging service. But I did leave a message on this number. I wanted to check if it was the same number, and it was because I checked the log.
Yeah, I understand.
So you
so
might want to
I appreciate
check
you letting us
people
know.
Will be
yeah, we'll tell
messages.
The manager that
yeah.
that we've had this discussion so that she can look into it for us because we haven't received any advice of a voicemail service being implemented, and we had been checking. The last time we checked was yesterday morning, so we checked ourselves by ringing the phone to see where it would go. So that's okay.
Well,
leave
this
it with
the number I called. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. So, I mean, the IT people may have done something without notifying us. We don't
but
have
might
our manager
switch
here
in,
today, so...
And it might just switch in after you've, you know, left the office.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Checking now, it wouldn't go through. Whereas if you check after business hours, you'd probably find it's there.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't even be able to access it because we'd... Yeah, we don't.
Oh, I mean, you could ring it and you'd probably find out.
Could.
You'd get the message I got saying leave a message.
Did you ring after hours?
Yes. Well, that's... Yes, I did because...
You did? Okay.
No one answered it, and it said you called outside business hours, and then...
Oh, but was it after 4 p.m. when you called?
Yes. Yes, it was 4:45
okay.
when I called. Yeah.
No worries. That's okay. So I'll
okay.
talk to the manager about that. What was your name?
Philomena Wolverson.
Okay. So did we need to reschedule your appointment
or
anything? Oh,
I did it before. I rang Sarah just before.
Okay, so you're just
and,
letting her know that, yeah, this
well,
is
no,
the same number
and
that you tried.
Plus all I did was went into my call log and called that same number. I wanted to double check it was the same number that I just called through because Sarah left me a message.
Yeah, no worries. Okay.
All right, thank you.
That's okay, not a problem.
All right, see
all
you,
right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.